Now, broadcasting live from the WNSR studios, this is Forever March.
Turn on the business here.
It's awesome!
By George!
It's awesome!
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
It's awesome!
He's got his J-back, folks!
Baby!
Your Nashville home for the best coverage of the best postseason in all of college sports. Forever March answers all your college basketball questions and gives you all the best college basketball insight. Call now at 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. And jump into the madness. Now, here's your hosts of Forever March, Blake Lovell and Zach Williams. Zach, is that... You mean Zach? Zach Williams? Yeah, okay. Zach Williams.
Forever March coming at you on this dreary, cold Saturday morning right here on Nashville Sports Radio in the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. Zach Williams, Blake Lovell, Jonathan DeJar behind the boards. Guys, how are we doing today? It's a big day in college basketball.
I'm feeling great.
You're feeling great?
My picks are feeling great as well. Ooh. We'll get to those.
Jonathan, how are you feeling, sir?
Here's a trivia question for you. When was the last time John Calipari lost back-to-back at home? It was today.
Oh, wow. Starting off hot.
He didn't even give us a chance to answer. That's a BS trivia question. Guys, I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't feel good at all. I hate this weather. It's going back and forth. It was super rainy yesterday. Uncle Zach's allergies are—they're really hurting. They're really hurting right now. So we're gonna tough through it though. I'm not sick. I'm gonna sneeze. It's gonna happen. My eyes are watering right now just because allergies simply too strong. Because it's just simply too cold. I had to get out of my car earlier to pump gas. I know I had to do that myself. It's terrible. But I did that and was in the blistering 32 degree weather out there right now. And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, Blake. And I don't know. I'm not privileged like Blake to have a big. Both of y'all actually. I'm just now realizing this. I don't have a beard. Both of y'all have big scruffy beards, and I have this plain baby face, and I cannot do anything with it, and I got to deal with this cold weather.
Whose fault is that?
Sounds like you're already trying to build in some excuses for your Georgia Tech against the spread pick of the week.
Yeah, that's coming later, but trust me, I've been diving in all week on what Georgia Tech's going to do. I swear I'm not going to pull it up 5 seconds before we talk about it.
You've been watching all the previous games, I have no doubt.
So, there's kind of an obvious... Hey, we have a good show today. We have a good show set up. We'll be on all the way up until the late hour of 11 o'clock, and then we will have, at 10:30, we're going to have Charlie Burris come on to talk a little bit about that game that's going on right now. The number one team taking on the number two team in the country, right? Isn't that basically how it's gonna? It's how it's been previewed to me at least this whole time. Am I off on that?
I believe Kentucky's number five.
Oh, is that AP poll or coaches poll?
That's all polls.
Yeah, I believe it's both. Actually.
It's both polls. Okay. Yeah. Well, as long as it's on AP, we can knock that out. So what news and notes and game worthiness are? Because we don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about that with Charlie.
There's only one game in college basketball. No, there's a lot of good games.
It's funny you actually mentioned that real quick, just to go back earlier in the week. Did you see? Was it ESPN? It might have been ESPN on their Twitter account. They put up it was Duke versus Virginia Tech, Virginia. And they said it was like they only showed highlights of Zion Williamson talking about the game, and that was it. But then at the end it was like Duke versus Virginia.
Well, that's
but
all it they was do. Only- I mean, it's like the notifications they send out. I mean, I get a notification every single play pretty much for Zion, and I don't have Duke as one of my favorite teams or anything like that. They send it out to everyone. So
yeah. But everybody was like, hey, Virginia's in this game as well.
Virginia's pretty good. Like top five or something in there,
Number
there's
four.
There's a lot of good games today, though. And quite honestly, I mean, a lot of the better games are from the SEC. If you talk about just pure matchups, close games and all that, I mean, we're going to talk about Tennessee, Kentucky, but like Mississippi State, Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, games like that. And then Kansas State, Iowa State. That's a big game in the Big 12 for the two teams that are trying to keep Kansas away from a 19,247th straight Big 12 title. So
that seems to be quite the task for some teams to take on and face that role, huh?
Kansas State's in a good spot. They need to win this game. If they can win this game, then they're going to be sitting in a pretty good situation. I mean, you look at the standings right now, and Kansas State's 9-2, Texas Tech's 8-4, Kansas 8-4. So You win this game, Iowa State's at 7-4, which it would be a huge win for Iowa State because it would put them right there, and then we're talking probably four or five different teams that have a chance. But I don't know. Until someone takes Kansas down, as we always say every year, it's got to be something probably until we see it. We're not going to believe it because it's just the way it is. But I think Kansas State's got a pretty good shot here.
There was a game last night. It was last night. It was Murray State. John Morant had a big game. 32 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. His 434. That was against Austin Peay. That's what I was thinking. I thought it was somebody I thought it was somebody local that they played, but how real is John Morant? Cuz now his name, it's early in the season he had explosive plays, right? And then now he's starting to become kind of a, I don't want to say a Trae Young figure, as I'm trying to find somebody we can that we can find that the social media and kind of the bigger media outlets as it is are starting to talk about him regularly.
Top three pick in the draft. I think it's far and away easily. I think he's a top three pick in the draft, and Zion's number one, obviously. Then you know it's probably RJ Barrett or Morant next. So no, he's unbelievable. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. He's like we said, if the notifications for Zion. ESPN could do the same thing for Morant if they wanted to, because he has the same type of highlight reel plays and all that. So he's for real, man. He's going to be someone that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And as always with these guys, it's about finding the right team. Zion probably going to wind up with the Knicks. And, you know, Morant could wind up probably with the Suns, who are the two worst teams seemingly in the past several years. So.
All right. Hey, 615-844-5600. I forgot to put that out here earlier in the show. If you want to call in, you can get in on that number, or you can go to Nash Sports Radio on all social media platforms and go to our Periscope and leave your comments or questions there in the comments, and we'll answer them live on air here today. Going to the phone lines right now, Jeff. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Jeff. It's going pretty good. You're probably here to talk about that Austin Peay and Murray State game from last night, right?
Yeah, game. I did watch it Thursday night, and it was a great game. Unfortunately, didn't go to overtime. That shot was just a hair late for Austin Peay. But great crowd, the Dunn Center guys. They were really wild that night at Dunn Center. They were really wild. I don't know how many of that place seats, but I know it was sold out. So
yep.
I was sold out, packed arena in Clarksville for that game. So
I was being facetious. I know you're here to talk about Kentucky, Tennessee.
Well, no, I mean, I'm here to talk about that, but I just want to say, guys, I don't know what sport to watch this morning. We got game day on ESPN, and we got softball on the SEC Network. So I think it's just a well-rounded athletic program. I don't know what to watch, guys. It's kind of, you know, great thing to have. But it should be a great game tonight, Tennessee, Kentucky. It should be, Reese Davis says Duke's the best team in the country. So, you know, everybody in the Memorial Coliseum booed him. So that's when he said that. So, but it should be a great game. Kentucky lost a tough one to LSU on Tuesday night, and you know, it was a tough loss. But that basket was good. But the only thing I don't understand, guys, is to me in basketball and every sport, either you review everything or review nothing. I mean, this stuff that we can't review certain stuff, and then we can't, you know, like 1 year Kentucky played in the Final Four and played Wisconsin, and there was a shot clock violation. It was clear that the clock was zero, and that they went ahead and scored. They gave them the basket. Then the next year, they came back and said, okay, we could review that now. either review everything, review shot clock violations, out of bounds, everything, or review, or don't even have review at all. Don't even have it.
Well, that's a problem, too. Yeah, and that's the problem, too, right now, Jeff, is it seems like when they do these reviews, as we're seeing, they just take forever, and it's like they have to figure out the system. They have to get things.
Well, the thing about it is like Calipari said after the game the other night at LSU, he said they couldn't review that tip-in because it was a judgment call.
Right.
You can't review that.
Yeah, the way they have it, the process right now is it's flawed. I mean, there's no doubt, and they've got to work out some things.
The thing about it is, too, and I don't know if you guys watched the Murray State Austin Peay game the other night, but I think it was like the last minute of the game, maybe 45 seconds left, and Austin Peay had the ball. I think it was, or maybe Murray. I don't know which one had the ball, but the shot went up, and you could see clearly that it went out on the Murray State guy, and they still went over to the thing and reviewed it.
Yeah, I don't know what they look at different things sometimes. It seems like, because we'll see something.
Yeah. You, on the replay, you could clearly see that the Murray State guy had touched it. I mean, the Austin Peay guy didn't even touch the ball. And they went over there, and I think it took them all 15 seconds to review it. And then they went over there, and they finally gave Murray State the ball back, of course. But, I mean, it's just to me, and I'm with you guys, it takes – and to me, it's every sport. It's not just basketball.
Yeah.
Every sport, it takes too long to review this stuff. I mean, to me, what they should do is they should have, like – it should be like a two-minute deal or something, or 1 minute or something. And if you can't decide – what the call is, then just go with the call on the field. Whatever the call is on the field, then you go with that and be done with it. Don't have this, you know, it's like baseball. Either you're safe or out. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell if you're safe or out in baseball. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell. I mean, it just doesn't. I don't know why, you know, stuff like it happens, but it's going to be a great game tonight. But I did want to ask you guys, too, about a little bit about Conference USA, because I'm a big Middle fan. I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about the pod system they're going to have after today's game on the men's side. They're going to figure up all the conference records. They're going to do a pod system. I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
Yeah.
But they're doing a pod system. The bottom four, and then the middle four, and then the top four. And they're going to play. They're going to play like each team's going to play. I think play twice. I think over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
One at home and one away. I wanted to ask you about that. And then I don't know if you guys have seen Old Dominion play this year. They're really good. They're leading Conference USA right now. If they get in the tournament, do they have a chance to win a tournament game? And if they do, it'd be the fifth year in a row that Conference USA's won a tournament game in the NCAA tournament men. So I'll just hang out and listen, guys. Enjoy the show. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Jeff. So. Yeah, the Conference USA and a lot of other – there's going to be plenty of mid-major conferences that are going to be looking at this and what they do, because the whole reason they did this was to try to get to, you know, multiple bids where, you know, Kermit Davis, look at what he did with Middle Tennessee over the years. And
got
if they,
snuffed last
well,
year.
Exactly. And when they didn't win the conference tournament, they get left out, and it was pretty clear that they were one of the better teams and one of the most deserving teams to get in. But because it was Conference USA, you know, as the committee always does, they're going to lean towards an Oklahoma type of team last year that had Trae Young. And so Conference USA is doing this basically just to have your best teams playing each other down the stretch, the teams that have played the best so far. That way you have a better opportunity to get a quality win, and you also don't exactly get hurt necessarily by a loss. So you have teams that are higher up in the rankings and the net rankings and all that playing each other, instead of, let's say, you're playing one of the bottom four teams in the conference, and then you're putting yourself in a scenario where you lose that game, you literally have no hope of an at-large bid. So it's going to be interesting, because if they're able to pull this off, which I don't know if this year, you know, Western Kentucky hasn't been as good as we thought they'd be. The consistency just hasn't been there, and you've got a lot of teams that are sort of, you know, 8-5, 9-4 in the conference, and maybe their overall body of work isn't there, but it will be interesting to see how, from a numbers perspective, it kind of helps them improve there.
Old Dominion better than Duke.
Dominion better than Duke.
Old Dominion beat Syracuse. Who beat Duke?
Oh, boy.
Say it.
That makes sense to me.
Who beat Duke? It was Syracuse. They beat them at Syracuse,
yeah,
too. When they were in the top 25, in the AP ranked top 25. That was when they beat Duke, by the way. When they beat Syracuse. When Old Dominion beat Syracuse,
so that's what we're using now.
Yeah, this makes sense to me.
Well,
being a Tennessee fan,
at least they played somebody. You know what I mean? And they beat them.
All right, so here's how I would say. Okay, so we're saying that Old Dominion is better than Duke because Old Dominion beat Syracuse, who beat Duke, right?
Yes.
Okay, Gonzaga beat Duke, right?
Yes.
So Tennessee beat Gonzaga, so Tennessee's the best team in the country.
I never said anything about Tennessee.
We are number one, so.
There you go. So maybe this is what we're saying. Hey,
look at this.
Yeah.
This is the inside look at the AP voting situation.
That's how
Wait,
it works.
So
that's
Old, Dominion, on the list to vote. Old Dominion should be number three. Syracuse number four.
Old Dominion should be number two. They're better than Duke.
Tennessee number one. Gonzaga number two. Old Dominion number
three. That would bump Duke to four.
Okay, so in the Zach Williams poll, we have Old Dominion in the top five.
That's the only poll I listen to.
It should be. I mean, it is the most fair and balanced poll.
Hey, listen,
Georgia
I like
Tech's number one.
That in the CFP poll, but I only listen to the CFP poll around March.
Hey, I like Jeff Jones. He's a great coach. Old Dominion is a really good team, though. If they were to get in, Jeff asked, they're a team. The way they play defense, man, they could
How do they not get in, though, if they win out?
Well, it's all about numbers, man.
But
it's...
they did. I mean, they in their schedule, they did beat a top 25 team.
Look, they have.
It's just weird to me because it's just that because you know that's not how the NCAA is going to put teams in.
Well, no. Look, it is what it is. I mean, the NCAA can try to sort of cloud this and, you know, give us the net rankings and all this other stuff. But if it comes back again this year and we have some of these mid-major teams that get left out. By the way, last week we talked about Lipscomb. Well, the problem now for Lipscomb is that they lost to Liberty. And so even though Liberty's not a bad team, you still have so little room for error. And that's the problem, I think, is that you just have these teams like Lipscomb, some of these Conference USA teams. There's so little room for error. It's like one loss out of a 32, 35-game schedule puts you at so much more of a disadvantage than, let's say, a, you know, 500 less than 500 power conference team. And it's a matter of perception, and it's something where this, what Conference USA is doing, is going to decide probably the next several years in college basketball. Because you're, if it works, which again, I don't know if this year is going to be the best way to determine whether it works or not. I think probably next year is going to be a better idea. You're going to have other conferences that are trying to adopt this, maybe the WCC, which, you know, usually gets a couple teams in anyways, because we know Gonzaga's getting in, and then you got St. Mary's or BYU or somebody like that. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Well, let's look at a conference like OVC. They have four solid teams right now.
Exactly.
They should be a multi-bid. But if it's Belmont and Murray State at the end that they have to make their choice, what are they actually – because right now, if you're taking stats as is, as the records are, they are dead center down the middle.
Right.
I mean, you know, what Murray State lacks in home wins, or sorry, what Belmont lacks in home wins, they have on Murray State has on in away wins. Like, you know what I mean? It's just so.
And they're both deserving. I think Belmont and Murray State, you can't tell me if, let's say, Belmont and Murray State went out and they play each other in the OVC championship game. To me, they both are worthy of an NCAA tournament bid based on what we've seen for the entire season. But because Belmont lost to Green Bay on December the 1st, does that put them in a bad situation?
Or is it even if Belmont ends up winning the OVC championship over Murray State, but they both won out, like you said, and they go all the way to it.
Exactly.
And what's going to give them that nudge? Joe Morant. That's who's going to
Who's
going to give them the edge, because they want those TV ratings.
Yeah, Murray State makes the
they would have a better. Well, they have a better. I think they have a better chance in terms of an at-large than Belmont would. So if you look at it that way, you know, if you're someone who wants to root for this situation where, let's say, you get an OVC out of, you know, kind of out of nowhere getting multiple bids, then I think you want Belmont to win the championship over Murray State, because then I think Murray State probably maybe has a better chance. Now, I'm not a bracketologist, by the way, but to me...
Just an AP voter.
That's yeah, right. I'm on the AP voter list, according to one person on Twitter. So, that's the way I look at it, and it is that the NCAA can talk all they want, but until they start showing that this is how they're going to do things, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just... And we're getting to that point now. I mean, we're at, you know, what? How far away from me are from a... March Madness. I mean, we're like a couple weeks away, and the tournament's starting to begin here in just about 2 weeks, right?
Conference tournaments start in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. So I mean, we're right near that point, and it's just you could already get that feeling. Like I just last season, I always bring it up with MTSU because it was such a snub, but it, you know, you see MTSU get put out, and it's like, man, I wonder who's going to be the MTSU this year. Because it's not going to be an issue. They're way at the bottom.
It's going to be Belmont or Lipscomb.
It's going to be Belmont, yeah. It's going to be
both.
Or Murray State. I bet Murray State probably gets
it. Murray State makes it.
Just because they have that Trae Young effect of John Morant where people want to watch him play. So that's just kind of what it is.
It's going
to
be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. All right, we're going to take our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk Blake's betting advice. 100% guaranteed money back satisfaction.
Lock of the day.
Whatever you want to hear.
Venmo.
Yeah, we have his Venmo right here that you can ask for money back if you lose. 615-844-5600. Forever March brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/doctor. That's forhims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/doctor.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. This is Forever March, your home for college basketball.
615-844-5600. And we're going to call in if you want to get in. And right now, ooh, what a time to get in. Because you know what? It is Blake's betting advice time. He has the locks of the day. He has the picks of the hour. He has the guaranteed money back. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I swear he will give your money back. If you bet your house, he will give your house back. He has that much money because he's won that much money in all of his betting advice. Blake, who are your locks today?
All right, boys.
I'm not even going to pick. I'm just going to let you go.
Let's hope everyone disregards what you just said.
Do not. It is.
Yeah, I mean, like
Forever
said,
March
Venmo.
Approved. He is going to guarantee
Venmo
your money.
Venmo approved. PayPal.
Trust me. I've seen this guy's bank account. He can pay it back.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. For the first one, we're going to go outside of the SEC. For once.
Whoa, hold on. This is dangerous territory for
this
Blake.
This is why we call it Lovell's Locks, okay?
He's stepping out of the SEC.
Actually, do some research. Kansas minus 15 at home against West Virginia, who recently just kicked off two players. I just think Kansas is going to win this game pretty convincingly. So, I think that is a pretty good one. By far. That's probably the one that stands out the most to me, at least at this point. And then, if you want to talk about confidence.
Love confidence.
We go to Lexington.
Oh, baby.
We go to Lexington for Tennessee and Kentucky.
This is what the people have been waiting for.
This
right
is
here.
What they want.
As I mentioned to some people earlier in the week, I said, do not be surprised if LSU is able to go up and not only make that game interesting, but win that game because of how well LSU had played to that point. And I am not exactly – Tennessee is a four-point underdog at Kentucky today.
How does that happen?
Tennessee plus four, and I personally have picked Tennessee to win this game. So that to me, I just – it's one of those things. Look, I realize that Kentucky's coming off of a loss. Losing back-to-back games at Rupp just seems incredibly unbelievable. Seems like it's impossible. But – I've seen Tennessee play every single game this season, and you know what? They've won 19 in a row. At some point, until somebody beats them, I don't care where they're playing at. I don't care if they're playing at Kentucky. I don't care if they're playing, in Antarctica. I don't care. It's just somebody has to beat them before I'm going to say that Tennessee should be a four-point underdog at Kentucky.
Noted Tennessee fan, super fan, and booster, Blake Lovell, picking against Kentucky.
I did it on. It works.
Hey, picking against Kentucky works, baby. Put the money down right now. I'm gonna go opposite. I think this is where Tennessee gets their L. Finally, I think that 19. They don't touch that sweet 20.
Well, it's the best. I mean, look, it's the toughest game they've played to this point in the season, aside from Gonzaga. Even though that was a neutral court. Well, basically a neutral court.
Not really. So, but yeah, I think that it's just. This, like you said, what you said, losing twice at Rupp.
Yeah. Kentucky's going to be more focused. I mean, I would be.
LSU was a trap game.
Well, and the thing is, though.
Who isn't a trap game?
You know.
This is a trap game for Tennessee.
100%. It wasn't just the Kentucky loss to LSU. It's how that game ended. And so it's like, is there a little bit of a hangover effect because of how the game ended? If they would have just lost, let's say, if they just lost by 2 or 3 points and. One of those, whatever, but to lose the way they lost
on the tip end, that
having
was
to be
clearly
refocused
goaltended
for one of the best teams, one of the most mentally tough team in the country, in my opinion, who can more than go in and not be fazed by this type of atmosphere. Tennessee won there last year.
Was it was that LSU Super Bowl?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it was a huge game, but it was huge. I mean, it's the best win. Since Will Wade's gotten there, I mean, when you went at Kentucky, the number five team in the country, and again, I don't know why everybody was overlooking LSU. But.
Very strong team. You've been saying to your credit, you have been saying that all year. LSU is a sleeping giant.
They are.
That was your actual words earlier in
the
season.
They are.
Is there one more pick? Because I was going to get into my Georgia Tech pick.
Oh boy. If you look at the SEC ones, I think South Carolina -4.5 at home against Texas A&M. A&M's gotten better, which you guys know I was going to go to this game. I mean, come on. A&M's gotten better, and that's a tricky game to me. I mean, I could legitimately see A&M maybe going in and pulling off an upset, but if you had to ask me which way, South Carolina can probably win that game by more than 4.5 points. So,
yeah.
That's a tough one, though. That's one of those under-the-radar type of games that maybe a lot of people aren't really looking at and Zinni. But that's a very intriguing matchup to me.
Florida State taking on Georgia Tech.
Wasn't this one of your first Georgia Tech picks?
It was an 11.5 spread.
I remember that.
At FSU.
No.
And what was the finish?
No one remembers
10
that.
Points. 10 points is what it was. I wrote it down in my dream journal,
actually. I didn't remember that.
I think you're making it up.
So what's the spread today? The line? Vegas getting a little bit smart. 6.5.
Bit smart about a Georgia Tech team that has now lost 1, 2, 3, 4.
But
five,
they have covered. They have covered every one of those.
That's true. Listen,
so
it's all that matters.
That's true.
Just like Tennessee finally gets broken on their streak, Georgia Tech's covering streak breaks. FSU beats them more than 6.5. I think
you're going against your Jackets.
I'm going against them. I'm going even though it's a home game playing at where, Jonathan? What's the home court for Georgia Tech? You of course know the name of it. Where is it?
Who cares?
McCamish Pavilion.
Trap game for Florida
trap
State.
Trap game for Georgia Tech.
Florida State's next three games at Georgia Tech, at Clemson, at North Carolina. Trap game.
You got to focus about that. You got the football national championships coming up. That's who against Clemson.
Then you got North Carolina.
And then you got Jordan. You're playing Jordan. So
Florida State won 6 in a row.
This Georgia Tech's Super Bowl.
No, when they covered against Florida State
Super Bowl.
They covered on 10 points. Yeah, that was
Georgia Tech could be looking ahead, though. They could be looking ahead. They play Florida State, they're at home against Pittsburgh.
I am going to be real on one, though. NC State taking on Duke, 17-point favorite towards Duke. I feel like it's closer than that for some reason.
Don't you like say that every single week?
I do, but
also
like,
you pick against Duke every single
I pick
time.
Against Duke in the spread because they don't ever cover on Saturdays. Think about that. Go back. They had not covered on a Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
I think they covered one.
Hold on.
I think they covered
one. St. John.
Yeah.
Which you picked St. John.
Hey, I fixed it, all right?
Duke won by 30.
But still.
Reference.
So I'm going to go on that one as well.
And they covered last Saturday. They beat Virginia
by
10.
Shut up with all these facts, Blake.
They won by 10 at Virginia. That was
nobody's going to check my math. Okay. I don't care. I'm going to lie. Who cares? I'd like to lie.
Literally, the only Saturday they haven't covered was the game against Georgia Tech. I'm
who called
sure.
that one? So, this guy!
Yeah,
speaking of Duke, though, have you ever seen a worse 6 minutes of basketball than Louisville?
That was bad.
Yeah, that Vanderbilt women's game against UT women's. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh, man, how bad was that? Poor Charlie Mattos on the call for that one.
It was bad on both sides. The Vols missed like three layups before that, and then two defenders ran into each other,
yeah,
and then she
terrible.
Spiked it off the bottom of the rim.
Holly,
and it was like, this is what you've done for us, Holly.
Holly is not a good coach. But it's okay.
Holly should not be.
She'll build.
Coach.
She'll build. She'll build, right? That's what it is, brick by brick. All right. Let's. Oh, wait. You got one?
Quickly.
Oh.
Alabama -3.5 over Florida.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
There you go.
That's an extra pick for you.
Well, we got a 30-minute contract with one Charlie Burris, and we're already like 3 minutes into that. So we got to take a break. We'll get him on the other line, and we're going to talk all Tennessee, Kentucky. And if he wants to talk about something else, we'll talk about that too. Right here, Forever March, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
When is the perfect time to make something happen for your small business? The answer is always right now. Introducing the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get 50% off any one item to promote your business and save up to $100. Choose a fresh stack of postcards, a standout banner, or whatever you need most. Why not? It's 50% off, but only until March 3rd. Own the now with the Right Now sale and get 50% off any one item at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code WHYNOT. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code WHYNOT. Restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Jimmy Johnson took home the win at the Clash from Daytona over the weekend, and William Byron sits on the pole for the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here as 2019 kicks off with a bang.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
This is Forever March, your home for college basketball.
Hey, 615-844-5600, Forever March right here on Nashville Sports Radio, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. And it is that time of the show where we get our good old buddy, Charlie Burris, on with us to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the... I just actually got a text from Charlie. It was a late one. I looked down at my phone and it said Charlie Burris. I was like, oh no, he's off air. He texted me and said, y'all calling. He was ready to get on to talk about
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech and who are they playing? FSU. FSU. There, he's super pumped for that game, I imagine. So let's get Charlie on here. Charlie, what's going on, my man?
Not much. I'm ready. If we want to do this show more like College Game Day, all we got to do is for 45 straight minutes talk about Duke. So I'm ready to do that if you guys want.
We've already had the Zion notification discussion.
We're a real sports show.
I think I just get a notification every 5 minutes. Zion has just walked to class. Zion is now.
Zion has tied his left shoe right on the way.
All right, Charlie. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, ready to talk about this Tennessee-Kentucky game because game day won't.
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
It's only at the Tennessee game.
Like, what are they even doing? Like, I'm watching it right now. Like, what? We're just watching Kentucky's? Like,
they're watching a – what do they do? This is real. This is like some Inception level. It's actually on our team. I didn't even realize it. They're all just looking up, watching a screen of some other team playing basketball. It's not even like a digital
image. The whole Kentucky team is meanwhile just sitting on the court like, hey, guys, we're here too.
All right, Charlie. So how much does Tennessee lose by tonight?
Oh, boy.
15 to 20 points for sure. It's a lock. No.
I was like, okay, whoa. Took a dark turn quick.
This is a pretty interesting game, and I want to know, you know, what you guys think about it too. I will put it this way: Tennessee, I would say, has an advantage at probably 4 out of the 5 positions on the floor, at least 3 for sure. In general, Tennessee is the better team here, more experience, honestly, better players in general, but it's in Rupp, and that's the difference maker for me here. I don't know exactly how I'm leaning, but I would be interested in hearing what a third party thinks. What's your predictions initially?
You guys want me to get back to my predictions?
Let's do it, baby.
I'm taking offense, though. Charlie just called us the third party. Welcome on our show here, Charlie. Go ahead. I'm angry.
Charlie, we'll revisit what I said earlier. And I don't know why some people seem to be surprised by this, but – I said I am pretty confident that Tennessee wins this game, and I know that they're a 4-point underdog, and I don't know. Like, again, Vegas is Vegas, and they know more than I do maybe, but this team's won 19 games in a row, and they won there last year. This is not the type of team to me, and Charlie, you've seen a lot of Tennessee teams over the years. This is not the type of team, and I hope people don't look at it this way, because this just isn't one of those teams going to go up there and be – you know, intimidated by the atmosphere. This is a type of team to me that thrives on that type of atmosphere. And like you said, I think from a position standpoint, from just individual matchups, Tennessee's a better team.
Yeah, I completely, completely agree. Just in the pantheon of college basketball that I've watched, this Tennessee team, in terms of just how unflappable they are, is pretty incredible, because they've had moments. I think the largest deficit they've had this season is like 9 or 10-ish points. And they can get down by that much, and you still watch it, and you're like, Tennessee's going to win this game. Like, they, you know, you never – genuinely this season, except for, I guess, the second halves of Kansas and the Gonzaga game, I've never felt like, Tennessee might not pull this one out. Even the Vandy game. Yeah. The Vandy game when they were – I guess maybe when they were down 6 in the final 2 minutes, I thought, oh, come on, you know, surely they're not going to actually do this. But other than that, I mean, I don't know that there's been a moment in the season where I was like, nope, I don't think that Tennessee is going to pull this one out. I would say, like, Louisville the other night against Duke when they blew that 23-point lead is the exact antithesis of this Tennessee team, where they just, you know, nobody wanted the ball, and they were like, oh, here, you take the shot, I don't want to take it. And then all of a sudden, Duke comes back and wins that game. You know, this Tennessee team, everybody wants to take that shot, and everybody believes that they're going to pull out every single game. And it's really a demeanor that I would say I never would think would come from a Tennessee basketball team. I've told people this in the last couple of weeks. You know, I started going to Tennessee basketball games when I was 5 or 6 years old, and Jerry Green was the coach. And you looked at this program and you said, okay, this is fun. You know, they can bring out 17,000 fans, and maybe they can make a Sweet 16. This is cool. But at the end of the day, Tennessee's a football school, and this is as good as it's ever going to get. And I never would have thought that Tennessee would have a program like this. And it really genuinely is incredible. I've been in awe of it this entire season.
You really have to thank Butch Jones for making the football team so bad that this basketball team has really had a light to shine now.
Angering exactly. The fan base so much they're like, I don't even like football. Football's stupid, okay? People get concussions.
Yeah, look at Admiral. Admiral's liking a tweet. That means it's over for the other team. I love how that's been my favorite part of this rise of Tennessee basketball, because Tennessee
every time.
Well, their social media. We talked about this a little bit last week. Was that with Hunter? Was Hunter here on this last week? Yeah, I think that was with Hunter Dunson last week. But we talked about, like, you know, who has the worst social media fan base, and you know, really Tennessee's the opposite of that. Tennessee, their social media fan base is extraordinary. And they're a perfect fit now to have a number one team, but they're kind of like a dog chasing a car. You know, they finally got it, and now they go after anybody. They go after anybody who disagrees with any bit of any part of college basketball. But to watch just him, now everybody's following Admiral Schofield's tweets and seeing what his likes are, and then that's become like its own little thing. That I think I saw somebody on Twitter make a poem out of it for like Valentine's Day. It was like, roses are orange, they're not red. Once Admiral likes your tweet, your team is dead, or something like that.
No, this entire team, in a sense, has sort of become a meme, at least among Tennessee fans, because you have the, you know, they came up with the one fly, all fly thing at the beginning of games, where they one player dunks the ball and the rest of the team jumps up. And you know, it's become this thing. Now other teams are doing it, and it's like this social media sensation. Then you have Admiral liking tweets, and you know, anytime he likes a tweet, oh, that team's done for. And of course, there's been plenty of those this week from Kentucky fans, I can tell you that.
Right.
And then on top of that, Tennessee specifically, its social media account for the basketball team. I mean, I know the guys that run it, they are absolutely phenomenal at their jobs, and Tennessee fans have this love affair with the Tennessee basketball Twitter account. So I mean, all the way around, I love what this team is. And I would say, in terms of Tennessee fans on Twitter, if you think it's bad now, you better hope they never get a good football team.
This is so true.
My goodness, man. You know, it's this with basketball, and just amplify that by about 10 if the football team's ever good.
That's what I say about Kentucky. You know, they've had basketball for so long, and then their football team sort of got relevance, and I thought Kentucky basketball fans were the worst, but no, Kentucky football fans are the worst, because when they start beating Georgia, I think it was a couple years ago whenever they did that, or they were close to beat, I can't remember exactly, but still, it was like, you know, they became relevant now, and watching a Kentucky fan and cheer about football is I've left Double Dogs downtown because I couldn't take it. I just left. I was like, this is the worst.
I have consistently had Kentucky fans talking trash to me about football this year, which is super confusing, because like, we went 5-7 and still beat Kentucky. UT went 5-7 and still beat Kentucky. So it's like, I don't know why you're talking. You had your third 10-win season ever. Talk about basketball.
Man, you were just waiting to talk bad about Kentucky football, weren't you? You were just holding that one in your pocket.
Literally, I carry note cards around with me, you know. Kentucky football, what can I say bad about them?
But I think Kentucky fans kind of have that same feeling about now that Tennessee basketball is really good. Kentucky fans are like, ha, 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 that's cute. You've never been here before. Like, they sort of have, every time I ever have a back and forth with a Kentucky fan, they're like, oh, well, get on our level and win a national championship every once in a while. You know, that sort of thing, where Tennessee basketball fans did the same exact thing to Kentucky this season. And I would say Tennessee basketball, for Tennessee fans' sake, the basketball team better not lose to Kentucky, because they'll be in the exact same spot as Kentucky football fans. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so getting to a real topic of it, though, what honestly has to happen for Tennessee to lose? I mean, we've seen them be in the dire straits of against Vandy, which really they were, I think, was more or less a shocking to Tennessee at that point. But taking on a good team, what do you think has to happen for a Tennessee team to lose?
think Tennessee has to beat itself, and they don't do that very often at all. They have to make mistakes. And in this game, you know, I think both teams are really going to be locked in. I think Kentucky came in, you know, I don't want to make accusations, but I watched the whole game. And I think Kentucky came in a little lackadaisical against LSU and just, you know, got shell-shocked at a deer in headlights when LSU had the lead when the final buzzer sounded. Of course, there was, you know, that final shot and the controversy and everything. But anyway, I just think Kentucky will be much more locked in this game. But Tennessee, you know, if Tennessee's playing its best game, this Kentucky team, I don't, in my opinion, cannot handle Tennessee at its best. When this Tennessee team gets out and running and in transition and they're getting the ball consistently on offensive possessions to Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield and maybe Jordan Bowden's making threes, when they're clicking like that, I don't think really there's almost any teams in America that can play with Tennessee at that point. And just Kentucky with how young they are and still kind of wet behind the ears in some ways, I don't think they'll be able to handle it. Now, like I said, Tennessee has to bring that game, and Tennessee will also have to make mistakes. Will they? I'm not sure, but I think, you know, this notion that Rupp is going to crush Tennessee, I think, like Blake said, Tennessee almost thrives in that environment. And I just think that this sets up for Tennessee to have a good game, in my opinion. You know, playing against a young team that they can probably take advantage of in some sense, and in an environment that they sort of thrived in all season. To me, it sets up for a good game for Tennessee, but that's just the way that I see it.
What happens if Grant Williams gets into early foul trouble, though?
Well, and like I said, Tennessee has to beat itself. It has to be mistakes like that. If Grant Williams, Kyle Alexander, go out of the game in foul trouble, if Admiral, he's kind of gone for, I would say, 75% of the games, he's excellent, scores 20 points, grabs 8 rebounds, you know, has these great games. And then he'll go and just out of nowhere have a game where he scores 4 points and grabs 2 rebounds, and you're just kind of like, what, you know, what's happened? What is this? Why are you this player all of a sudden? And so if those things happen, and I would say in this one specifically, if Kyle Alexander goes out with foul trouble and Kentucky is just owning the boards, and Kentucky, I think, is by a decent margin the best rebounding team in the SEC at this moment statistically, you know, I think Kyle Alexander going out would be a huge loss for Tennessee and give Kentucky an advantage that it needs in this game. And specifically a problem that Tennessee's had in the last few games is offensive rebounding. And if Kentucky grabs a bunch of offensive rebounds, has a bunch of chances to put shots in the basket, that could be a real problem for Tennessee. So there are certainly things that can happen here for Kentucky to have an advantage. Like I said, it'll come down to Tennessee making mistakes, in my opinion, more than it will be Kentucky playing its best basketball.
Charlie Burris, our guest. And, hey, Charlie, so we'll get you out of here with this. Just a quick question. Are you going to be making your way down to Nashville for the old SEC tournament?
Oh, I will be there. You better believe that.
Then, so I want to make sure. If you're here on a Saturday, I want you to come in studio with us. Can you do that? Can you make that commitment live on air and come in?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there we go. Sure. There, hey, you locked in.
All right, Jonathan,
here.
You we got have it on this the recording. Recorded.
Actually, twice.
This is how we get our guests in studio, Charlie. So
it's the only way we can get guests. We just have to put it on air. Otherwise, they're like, yeah, maybe.
Creator of Orange and White Report, Charlie Burris. You can follow him on Twitter at Charlie Burris. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Go follow him on Twitter because he'll be tweeting all about the game tonight. And I imagine it'll be always good content, as I always see every Saturday, really every day from Charlie. But thanks, Mike, for coming on. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
I love Charlie so much. So I got his Twitter right. Oh man, I should have asked him. I did get his Twitter right. It was it's at Charlie Burris, or is it? It's oh yeah, it's at @Charlie_Burris. Sorry, @Charlie_Burris. We talked about that last time. Where another guy. There's like a dentist or somebody that has Charlie Burris. We gotta get that name from him. All right, we're gonna take our final break. We'll come back after this right here on Forever March, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com, also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to a $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to a $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 5th Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at PredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. This is Forever March, your Nashville home for college basketball.
615-844-5600. Just a few moments left here. This is Forever March, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. And hey, talking about Nissan of Rivergate real quick, make sure you go and check out their website right now for what deals they have going on. That's www.nissanofrivergate.com. And look on their lot, and you can see all the deals they have. I mean, really, they have a lot of deals and sales going on. Make sure that you go check that out. This Nissan Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther. Now, hey, you know what time it is. It is time to take your pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for your favorite segment of the week, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. And now it's time for
Take Your Pick.
All right, as always, I always make sure I get the best questions possible for us to, and really, I just ask the guys. If you're part of this, you can join us on the join in the conversation on social media. You can tweet all of us on your answers to this, but we'll start it off. So, which SEC basketball team can go the farthest in the tournament that's not named UT or Kentucky?
LSU.
Yeah, LSU.
End cool, of discussion. Guys.
That's a fun topic. Great.
You're welcome.
You
next question.
Really
feeling
you get
a lot of funky
answer.
Answers. All right, which top 25 team is your secret favorite? One that you don't come out and say.
What
like,
do you mean secret favorite?
It's your secret
Are we
favorite.
Talking AP poll or?
This, hold on. This is an AP poll show.
Coach's poll or is this Zach's poll?
This is AP poll.
Old Dominion.
Dude, that's not even an upset. That's the number two team in the nation.
Or what do you? No, hold on. What do you mean by
like your secret favorite? Like one that you like watching play, but you won't come out and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm a huge Cincinnati fan," or whoever. I don't know. You're a big Cincinnati fan. I remember that. You're a big Cincinnati guy.
Well, I mean, I would probably come out and say that I enjoy watching this team play, but
who's this team?
Probably Nevada. I mean, but again, that's probably
See,
an
that's
obvious
kinda
one.
Mine. That's also mine.
Or
though.
Iowa State.
Are we talking about like actual like school? Like, oh, I kind of like this school, or just this current
team? If they're
team.
In the top 25 and it's a team right now that you like watching.
So right now. Oh,
right now.
Right now
or watching. Okay, as long as they're in the top 25, Jonathan, I don't care, Jonathan.
You know, I like Virginia.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Good, great. Hey, great answer, guys. I'm glad we're blazing
Next
through
question.
These. Which SEC team is the best worst team?
The best worst team.
So you mean the
team.
Best of the worst?
Yeah.
So, like, their record
So we're like
Vandy good.
Right now. It's probably, like, worst, right?
So, like, the best of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean teams that just have a bad record?
I think we can explain
little...
it over and over again, but I think you get it.
Does Auburn count?
He could, I guess. I don't know. Are
I mean,
they ranked?
If we go by conference record, Mississippi State, probably. Yeah. That's probably. I mean, but they're 17.
How about
seven.
In your opinion?
I'm going Auburn.
If
Auburn?
We go with just the bottom four teams, Missouri.
Vanderbilt had Tennessee on the ropes. Obviously. Vanderbilt had Tennessee on the ropes and were cheated by the officials. Otherwise, they'd be the number one team in the country had they beat Tennessee.
Maybe
by
Texas
this time.
A&M.
Who knows? That's going to do it for us, guys, right here. Forever March. We'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat station right here, Nashville Sports Radio. Forever March brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate.